We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by MultiCare Health System, Numerica Credit Union, and by the Fairways Golf Course. Now, here's your host, the voice of Eagle Athletics, Larry Weir.
All right, we are back again for another Eagle Football Coaches Show on this Wednesday. We've got Eagle head coach Aaron Best, as always, that we'll be talking to, plus a couple of players for you. Keyshawn King, a young man who's stepping into the defensive secondary and has been a great revelation, one of Eastern's top tacklers this year, and also one of the old guard. Offensive lineman Tristan Taylor will join us as well today here on the program. Paul Sorensen joins, as always. Steve Pry running the controls. Head coach Aaron Best is here. Coach, you're into the playoffs. That's the good news. But for the first time since 2009, all through the decade of the 2010s, Eastern never had a true road game. The last true road game was in 2009. You get another one this year, and you have to go to Fargo.
Larry, you know, we always talk about opportunity, not obligation, and the chance to be one of the 16 teams in this tournament. I know there's always, every year, teams left out that felt like they should have been in, and we've been one of those teams in 17 and 19 for different reasons. The resume wasn't strong enough, but in this abbreviated season, this chaotic time, that all these teams have had the opportunity to try to suppress the chaos a little bit, to follow protocols, to play as many games as we can play. This opportunity is something we're going to relish no matter if it's home or away. And ideally, we'd love to play on the red, but at the end of the day, we wanted the seventh game more than anything else. And so it's an opportunity to go play a very formidable team for a better part of 10 to 15 years at the FCS level, and they're a Power D2 program before that. So they are the barometer of FCS. We know that. We've faced them, and this will be a good one.
You mentioned 17 and 19 and getting omitted in those years. Was it a little bit of a nervous time yesterday for you when you were watching that the bracket show, because you were down to the last four teams, and you knew one of them was Sam Houston, one of the seeds. Another was Monmouth, which was an automatic qualifier, and another was going to be North Dakota State in all likelihood, and so was you and the rest of the field in there for that last spot in all likelihood.
You never know until you know. So we had a pretty good feeling going into the weekend. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, when you see 12 teams, 12 schools that are listed, and you're getting to that bottom four, and you know one's an AQ and one's a seed, and you know we're not going to be a seed, we got to follow the other two. And like you mentioned, North Dakota State probably finds themselves in. So it was either us facing them or them facing somebody else. I'd rather have them face us than somebody else at this time of year in the situation we're in. But yes, there were some nervous butterflies, obviously, because having done this before, having been, you know, birdies on the shoulder tell you in various ways that you've punched your ticket, but you don't have the ticket in hand yet, and not to be asked even to the dance, let alone have a ticket to the dance. It's unsettling, but we are where we are. We had a great weight day yesterday in preparation. We uploaded the film we needed to do, and we'll get back on to bigger things today as far as practice is concerned. So we'll kind of buy back an extra practice today to be able to start prepping for the Bison.
You know, Aaron, I've always been a proponent of you play the best, to be the best. You've got Jacksonville State, James Madison, North Dakota State, Eastern Washington. That's a heck of a bracket when you look at it, just from eyeballs. So, I mean, you're going to have to battle and fight, but it doesn't matter. You've got one game in front of you. And the nice thing is you've been to Fargo. You've played the Bison there under the circumstance. So at least, from a circumstantial thing and a situational thing, you've been there and done that. Does that help you a little bit at all?
You know, here's the two-parted answer to that question, Paul, is every year there's always going to be conversation about, oh, it's a top-loaded bracket. This team didn't get in. You're on the road versus at home. There's so many things out of our control that once they get actually cemented, those are the talking points you folks are tasked with talking about. So that's a beautiful thing, but also the beastly thing about sports, that there's always something to talk about, and never, no one ever agrees on everything. And so the opportunity to get this seventh game is number one. The familiarity piece, I would say, some of the guys have been to, very few of them have been to Fargo and played, but each team is its own, each year is its own entity. Whether there's familiarity or not, that is nice to have. But at the end of the game, it's still 60 minutes. Field goals are still 3 points. First downs take 10 yards. Possession, if you take it away, is called a turnover. Those things don't change. So there is some of that. But last time we were there, I remember it vividly. In 16, it was 50-44. And we could have done some things late in that game, possibly – to have a better opportunity, a closer field goal attempt by Jordan Escalo. But so we, some of us have been there, but we haven't done that. And like I said, we'll prepare in a weekly fashion, just like we do every week for every game, and give it our best shot with the guys we have on Saturday.
I also thought you guys got hosed in that overtime period on a pass interference, but that was just me being an Eagle. So, there was a lot of opportunities in that game, and, pulling again, it's great. It's going to be fun to go back, to be honest. Let's talk about things you can control, which is last week's practice. And I think it came at a great time because you had time off so you could spend, players could spend more time in the training room. You guys could self-scout. You could, do the three practices. Tell us how last week went and if that was a really good buildup for this week.
Well, they always come at a good time, no matter what time of the year they are. This one happened at a pretty good time because we had some guys we were just about to get back. We lost a couple game players in that Idaho game that looked to be, other than Ty Graham, looked to be not long-term injuries. So we'll get a couple guys back that were dinged in that game that had to exit that game. We got a good physical days in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, gave the players Saturday and Sunday off, and then we're back on the prep wagon today here as we head into the week. And so it's always good to mentally step away from the game and not game plan, just kind of, get a good sweat, still be able to participate and compete with your brothers, even though you're not competing against a team. Some of that Eagle stuff is still really good competition. I think we had a good solid week. We got about three practices in. There were about an hour and 35 minute in length. So it wasn't over the top, but we got enough done to be able to work on some of the things that will help us, I think, going forward.
the NCAA has just came out and said June 1st, they're going to allow recruiting. You know, basically it's back on again, which I would think hopefully would open up opportunity for you guys for summer camps and, you know, bringing players in. Cause I know how important that has been for the Eastern Washington program to get players on campus, you know, a chance to see them, eyeballs, you know, in terms of what you guys do and a chance to look at them. How important is that for this program moving forward?
June seems like it's about a decade away. I'll tell you that. I mean, the last 15, 16 months, it felt like 15 or 16 years. We're just honestly, and this is coach cliche, but it's so valid, just living in the moment at this point. We'll get to June when the counter flips. You know, it's an opportunity that the NCAA looks to allow us to get back on the recruiting trails. But I'd like to win a few ball games before we get to the recruitment aspect, because you know as well as I do, you and Larry can attest, your best recruitment is winning games at the end of the day. And we've done a lot of that over the years here at Eastern. And so if we can put together a good solid spring season in this 16-team playoff run, then that'll be our best recruitment. But right now, we're all eyes, ears, and energies are focused on North Dakota State.
Will you be able to get back to camps, though, Coach? Because that is a huge recruiting tool, not only for your football program, but also for the university in getting students.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is it looks as if that's the case. The umbrella says yes through the NCAA's eyes. But like anything else, as soon as you see camps, well, you got states, you got counties, you got schools, you got restrictions that are non-NCAA predicated. So we're working through some of those red tape items as far as to see what we can do. And then once we get the finalization of that, because who knows, you step back in a phase and all of a sudden you've got to scrap the plans you worked on for 2 or 3 weeks to do. So we're trying to be methodical the correct way. We're not slowly doing it on purpose. We're doing it as right as we can so we can hopefully, you know, meet those plans at the end of the June cycle, yes, it's an opportunity, but we're still kind of finding out what we can and can't do, what the parameters are and aren't.
Because of COVID, were you guys able to watch as a team yesterday the selection show, or did you everybody kind of have to watch individually?
We gave the players and the families the option to come up to school to watch and enjoy the selection show at 8:30. Had to wait till about 8:47, 8:49 to be able to see the Eastern logo, but better late than never, as we all say. But we probably had about 100 in attendance. They're all tier one folks that are getting tested or the families that we live with. So it was a pretty large contingency of players and staff and support staff that enjoyed watching the Eastern Washington logo come on the screen on our way to Fargo.
Head coach Aaron Best will rejoin us. We'll have more as we talk about the Bison of North Dakota State. That's next after this timeout. You're listening to Eagle Football from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solverbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
Fairways Golf Course and White's Golf Shop, located right in between Cheney and Spokane, are the home for Eagle golfers. Whether you're an elite player or just starting out, Fairways has something for you. We value community, quality service, and having a good time. Play 18 holes and enjoy a beverage on our patio after the round. Improve your game with one of our professional instructors or get fitted for equipment from the best brands. For more information regarding instruction or to reserve a tee time, visit golftheFairways.com or call 509-747-8418.
Gee Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eags and go see Gee just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
As the official credit union of Eastern Washington University Athletics, Numerica knows how often the Eagles land in the end zone. It's why Numerica is proud to partner with EWU for Touchdowns for a Cause. Every time the Eagles score a touchdown, Second Harvest scores a $100 donation. Keep the touchdown celebration going with Numerica's exclusive Eastern debit card, featuring a design inspired by pure red turf. Show off your Eagle pride with every transaction. Numerica Credit Union. Life moves. Live well. Go Eags. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sorry I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. I've been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah. MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare. We're here for you.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with over 50 daily departures to 18 nonstop destinations served by Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United Airlines. Real-time arrival and departure flight information is available at SpokaneAirports.net. Spokane International Airport, when it's time to fly.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
Welcome back. Eagle Football Coaches Show coming up. Defensive back Keyshawn King, offensive lineman Tristan Taylor will join us as player guest. Eastern ranked ninth in the final regular season stats, FCS top 25 media poll. That's down one spot from last week. Eagles take it on North Dakota State this week, 11:30 for the pregame show right here. Coach, North Dakota State, some people say they're vulnerable this year, and I kind of take that to mean that, well, maybe they aren't the dominant favorite to win the title this year. They're just one of several teams that can do it. What's your thoughts on the Bison?
Well, last time I checked, they're national champs. That's what I do know. So take no team lightly, but especially North Dakota State, what they've built over time, and they've been as consistent as anybody winning games. And so we talked about this yesterday when I was asked the same question, talking about vulnerability. We heard the same things in 17 when Coach Baldwin left here. And when there's change, whether it's players leaving or coaches leaving and guys stepping up, that's the first go-to, that they're susceptible to potentially winning. I know they hold serve at home. I know they do a great job, a fantastic job. I don't even want to look at the percentage, the win percentage at home. I know they do a fabulous job at home in the regular season, and postseason. This is a flat-out well-coached team, and it's obvious just watching them on film, not even including the games we've played against them, just watching them on film in all three phases, well-coached, high football IQ. They play their absolute tails off each and every play. They play for one another, and there's no drop-off from Coach Bull to Coach Kleiman and from Coach Kleiman to Coach Ants. You can see that in them. They play for one another, and they do it really, really well. They're going to establish the run, and then they're going to establish the run again, and then they're going to establish the run some more, and they're going to play very sound defense. They're going to play in your face. They're going to get their safeties involved in the run game, and they've got a ton of players, not a ton of seniors, but a ton of players that make a ton of plays. So we got our work cut out for us, as always, especially on the road, but against a non-vulnerable North Dakota State team. This team will be hungry. They'll have a sour taste in their mouth after this last game against South Dakota State. So that's only going to kind of stir them up even more.
Oh, Easton's had a run of great quarterbacks. So have they. Carson Wentz, Easton Stick, and Trey Lance being the latest one. He did not play, though, this spring as he prepares for the NFL draft. Their quarterback play hasn't been up to standards, but they've had NFL guys that are the standards. So discuss their quarterback play.
Well, you know, it's like anybody that loses a great player, and I'm not hurt the fact that Trey Lance has gone on to his professional career and his endeavors, much like Pat Mahomes did at Texas Tech going into 17. I was not hurt by the fact that he was going to take his talents to the NFL and we were not going to see him down there in Lubbock. And so it certainly hurts no matter what program loses a guy of that caliber and that magnitude and that leadership. I mean, everything screams leadership on top of his playmaking ability is incredible. His first interception was last fall versus Central Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken, in his entire career. So he went 19 without an interception. Just even some of that magic would be fun to be around if he could rub off some of that on us. That's truly amazing in a lot of different ways. The style of play is very aggressive in which they approached it. But they're doing what every school does that loses a great player. They're trying to find who their guy is. They're trying to, you know, kind of find out answers. But it's not going to just be that position with the answers. There's going to be other positions on offense, on defense, in the special teams arena to kind of pick up that slack. And last time I checked, they were 6-2. So they're not far off from where they've been. They're not where they probably want to be or intended to be, but 6-2 is not short of anything.
You know, AB, I think that was a great comment you made about the run and run some more. And that's what they do. And they just pound on you. And they have a guy named Hunter Lupke, you know, who's a big old strong dude. Reminds me a lot of Frank Beebe, a guy I played against in Colorado, who played 11 years in the National Football League for Buffalo and a bunch of other teams. And I think he ran over me about 15 times in that darn game. And that's not fun when you got a big old strapping dude, you know, behind the center, who's their leading rusher now. I know they've had some injuries at running back, but that's going to be a task for this Eagle defense to try to slow this Bison offense down, especially when you have a 3-yard and cloud of dust guy.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind in a run first outfit, no matter who it is it's got to be on first down. You got it. You can't put yourselves in second and four, second and five on defense, time in and time out, because all of a sudden you start getting shots and play actions and those types of things. You got to keep them at or near the front of those sticks as much as you can, and keep them in second and eights and second and nines, second and sevens. To be able to give yourself a consistent chance to be able to stop the run and force them to do what they really don't want to do, and that's throw the ball. You know, they're going to run some more, and then their next option, their fourth option, is going to be the play-action pass and misdirection you and try to get the ball out and get some easy throws and get upfield, get the balls in guys' hands now. And so they're multifaceted. The motion, they get a ton of personnels, and any run first outfit's going to have a ton of backs. They're going to have 4 to 5 guys they can lean on. They're going to have a quarterback that's going to be able to be in the system of the run game. They're going to have a ton of offensive linemen, which they've had NFL and All-Americans for the last 8 to 10 years. And they're going to have a enough wide receivers to make plays when they need to lean on those guys to make plays. So we've got to do a great job to manage first down on defense, to be able to put them in second and long situations, and that'll give our defense, our team, inevitably the best chance from a scoreboard standpoint.
You know, is it something you could learn from that Idaho game? Because they came out and changed their offense and really ran the ball, really ran kind of an option attack using Borich, you know, as an extra defender, trying to outflank you guys and just power you. They also had Kendall in there, who was a, you know, 6'6", 240-pound kid. Man, I mean, is that something you can take from Idaho and help you transition into this this Bison game?
Well, you know, they're two different teams, but don't get it wrong. I mean, North Dakota State's going to see that film and try to take advantage of some of those pockets that we left open and some of those seams and situations that we were vulnerable in. And so we'll have to review the film, know that those are things that they're going to probably try to lean on, but they're going to lean on what they've done. You don't want to change what you do in a matter of 1 week's time. The non-preparation for what we saw against Idaho allowed Idaho to take advantage of some situations that they were very successful in. So hopefully our game plan against the North Dakota State team that we have more film on and sets they run, plays they run, and kind of have some hit chart items, we'll be able to kind of alleviate some of those pains we took in the Idaho game. But we've got to know that Idaho game's got to be a learning moment, a learning game, and a learning situation for us going forward, no matter who we play, and be able to make adjustments on the fly. That's part of this game. That's part of what we do, because a game plan is a game plan. But you and I know, unless it goes off flawlessly, there is going to be adjustments throughout the course of the game. And so we've got to be ready early and often to be able to kind of sustain some of those things that they're going to throw at us and make adjustments on the sidelines, get our players to play at a high level, knowing that it's win in advance ball at this stage.
Their defense has always been very good. They did lose a corner, one of their starting corners, into the transfer portal, like Eastern lost Chris Ojo into the transfer portal partway through the season. But this is still a usual good North Dakota State defense.
Physical, sideline to sideline, very high football intelligence. They're coming to hit you. When they show up, they're going to put their face mask on you. They're going to do it. They're going to do it well, and they're going to do it physical. And so you could tell they're very gap sound. They don't do a ton of stuff, but what they do it really, really well. Their coverages are tied to their fronts. The back end is tied to the front end, and the middle part being the backers are kind of the glue to their system. Again, they got another boundary safety that's a very savvy football player that knows how to play the game the way it should be played. And so a ton of respect for that defensive outfit. There's not a ton of drop off there, even though the stats may indicate otherwise. They've lost guys in their plug and play, just like most teams at this juncture. After 15 months of COVID and this spring season, you play who you play with who you have. And they've done a good job thus far in an extremely tough league with the Missouri Valley Conference. They're going through the gauntlet when they're playing those teams. And so they're going to be ready. They lost seven to the transfer portal. He was a very good player, but the drop-off's very, very small when you talk about the guys they're playing with now comparative to what they have.
The challenge of playing on the road, this team hasn't had to do that a whole lot. Are you and are these guys embracing the challenge of having to go out on the road?
Well, I think the road is different than home. Obviously, if you had a choice, you'd rather sleep at home instead of a hotel. That's obvious. So let's just state the obvious right out of the gate. But the ability to leave on Thursday, it's going to be a two-night trip. It's going to be a chartered flight. So we'll get our bearings straight on Thursday night, have a good practice in the Fargo Dome on Friday, and then it's a 2:30 game. So it's about the time we practice here in Cheney. So the time isn't going to throw us off a ton, seeing that we're going to be in town two nights before kick. But it's a challenge. But those are things we embrace. Those are adverse situations that we're delivered. And so we can't gripe about what is going to happen. We've got to attack what is in front of us. And so ideally, we'd love to be at home. We'd love to host any team at home, but we're not. And the last time, like you mentioned, was 2009, playing Stephen F. Austin team in Texas. Was the last time in the playoffs we were at home. And so this is just another challenge in front of us. And the opportunity to do it, no matter if it's home or away, is something that we will cherish and relish and remember for forever. We're the first team in 12 years to play a playoff game outside of Cheney.
All right, Coach, we've got the grizzled veteran, longtime starter as a senior in Tristan Taylor, and the unsung up-and-coming player in Keyshawn King. Who goes first?
The grizzled veteran, 65.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck against the Bison.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, AB.
We'll have more of the Eagle Football Coaches Show after this timeout. This is Eagle Football from Learfield, IMG College.
Sorry, I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. Been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah, MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare. We're here for you.
As the official credit union of Eastern Washington University Athletics, Numerica knows how often the Eagles land in the end zone. It's why Numerica is proud to partner with EWU for Touchdowns for a Cause. Every time the Eagles score a touchdown, Second Harvest scores a $100 donation. Keep the touchdown celebration going with Numerica's exclusive Eastern debit card, featuring a design inspired by pure red turf. Show off your Eagle pride with every transaction. Numerica Credit Union. Life moves. Live well. Go Eags. Federally insured by NCUA.
Alliant Insurance Services is proud to serve the Spokane community as a leading employee benefits, business, and commercial insurance provider. Alliant is a proud founding partner who helped establish Eastern Washington University's Parasports program. This program is highlighted by an intercollegiate wheelchair basketball program competing regionally. Alliant believes Eagles of all abilities can compete and continues to serve businesses throughout the region. Go Eags!
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
All right, welcome back to the Eagle Football Coaches Show. Coming up, Keyshawn King, Eagle defensive back, will join us. And don't forget, Eagles and North Dakota State playing on Saturday. Our pregame show starts at 11:30, and the kickoff is at 12:30. Offensive lineman, senior offensive lineman, Tristan Taylor joins us now. And you're the lone senior up there up front, Tristan, this season. Well, I guess Connor Christ is there as well, but you're the lone returning starter. So leadership role in this year's offensive line is a little bit different than the group you played with in 2019, where you were one of several guys that had been 3- and 4-year starters for the Eagles.
It was tough at first to get all the guys on board, but I think they all bought in and we all like work together well now. It's kind of like my first year starting. We only had one senior, and he was our center. And then he ended up going down, so someone had to step into the leadership role that year.
Going back to that freshman year, that was the year you guys played in Fargo, in the Fargo Dome against North Dakota State. So what do you remember about that game?
It was very loud, but since they don't have as many fans, I don't expect it to be as loud as last time. And I hope that we come out with a win this time.
Is it a rivalry? I mean, you guys don't play on a yearly basis, but you did play in 16 and 17, and then you played for the championship after the 2018 season.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of a rivalry. You always want to play the best teams in the nation, so I think this will be a good game, and I think getting them on the schedule every year or at least every couple of years is very good for the football team.
Were you guys a little nervous on Sunday when the selection committee or when the selection show was coming around and you were down to the last four teams and Eastern's name had not been announced yet?
I don't know about others, but I was at breakfast during that time, and all I could think back to is like 2017 when they didn't put us in, and 2019. So I was just like, well, they could leave us out this year again, but I hope not.
Tristan Taylor, senior offensive lineman, joining us here on the Coach's Show. How would you, I mean, you guys on the offensive line, you don't get a whole lot of credit except when things go bad, when you're called for a penalty or whatever. That's when the crowd seems to notice. So how do you guys assess the way you have played this season? From where I sit, it looks like you guys have had a fantastic year, but what do you guys think, and what's the mood in the lineman room?
I think we all think we've been playing pretty well. People didn't know if we'd play good because it was just me returning as a starter. So, but going back to 2016, it was the same way. Nobody was a returning starter. Ended up going to the semifinals.
You've got at left tackle, you've got Wyatt Hansen next to you as a true freshman at left guard. So what's it been like to have a young guy like that to your right on the offensive line this year?
At first game in Idaho, I was pretty nervous because I didn't know how he'd react and if the moment would be too big for him. But after that game, I realized that he's going to be a very good player for Eastern in the coming years.
You know, that it takes a while, doesn't it, for the offensive linemen to build that trust? I mean, you guys need, maybe more so than any other position group, you guys have to have that trust amongst one another, don't you?
Yeah, we have to have a very high amount of trust. Only like 6-7 people play a lot. So you got to build trust with different people because you don't know if someone might go down or if you just rotate someone in next to you.
Has there been being able to play this year, I would think, would be number one, the key. But has there been a game in particular that you really enjoyed this year that you thought was maybe the most fun game that you've played this season?
I mean, all games are fun to me, but probably Cal Poly because Bo Baldwin's back over there. But I think this Saturday, that'll take the cake.
You are a Californian. You probably haven't been home for a while. How tough has COVID been for you just connecting with family and connecting with friends and still being responsible and being able to play football?
It's been pretty easy, actually. My parents try to come to mostly all the games if they can make it. I see them briefly just because of COVID, and I don't want to get a positive test and be out for a game with the team.
All right, so you're a guy that's been around here for a while. 2016 was your first season in uniform. Do you foresee a fall in 2021? You can come back, or are you going to get about your life, pro career, et cetera, after this spring season?
Yeah, so I was thinking about trying the pro out after this spring, but I told the coaches that I was going to come back for next fall.
Was that kind of a senior class decision? Because I think every senior that I've talked to here on this program says they're coming back in the fall.
I mean, we didn't all, like, get together and talk about it. We just wanted everybody to do what they felt was best for their future career, like if they just wanted to go start working or try to go pro.
You know, professionally, just with the timetable, is it just too close to the draft and not being able to get a lot of workouts in probably for scouts prior to the draft and free agents being signed?
Yeah, so I didn't want to try the pro stuff after this season just because I wanted to have like a true draft process and like pro day and training and all that after like a normal fall season.
Tristan, how much work were you guys? I mean, everybody did a lot of work in the off season, but some of it was hard because weight rooms weren't open and you had to be socially distanced and so forth. So how were you able to get the work in the off season with COVID?
So if I was back home in California, I have a private gym I work out at that has all the equipment I need. I have fields back there too. But if I was out here in Eastern, we had certain protocols that we had to follow, and then obviously there's fields all like a football field in Cheney.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My main hobby would probably just be playing Xbox, like in my free time. If I we're not in season and whatnot.
A lot of the offensive linemen, as I remember, like hunters and fishermen and so forth, have they gotten you into that kind of stuff?
I used to go shoot guns a couple of years back with some other linemen, but I've gotten away from that a little bit just because it's a little too expensive right now. Me and the O-line, we go fishing in the summers if we have time.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life once football ends, whenever that is?
So I already got my degree in criminal justice. Right now I'm working towards my second one in psychology. And after football, I either want to work Border Patrol or be like a state trooper somewhere.
Well, you'd certainly be an imposing presence if you... when you come upon a scene, as you if you're reporting for duty there. So, Tristan, we appreciate your time as always here on the Coach's Show. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on a great year, and we'll look forward to watching you not only Saturday but also in the fall of 21.
Yep, thank you for having me.
That's Tristan Taylor, Eagle offensive lineman. When we come back, Keyshawn King joins us. This is the Eagle Football Coach's Show from Learfield, IMG College.
G Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eags and go see Gee just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
Talk and late for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
It's been just over a year since COVID-19 arrived. We're proud to say we performed more than 340,000 imaging exams in 2020 safely, with zero reports of COVID transmission in our centers. We're committed to doing all we can to assure that you can visit us for your important imaging study or procedure safely. Appointments are available 7 days a week. Inland Imaging. For answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 18 nonstop destinations provided by 7 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Atlanta, Boise, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Orange County, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle, and starting May 6th, Chicago. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Football Coaches Show. Eagles against North Dakota State coming up on Saturday. Our pregame show begins at 11:30. Kickoff is at 12:30 against the Bison from the Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota. One of the great things we get an opportunity to do from year to year is see players that maybe were unexpected coming into the season that end up having a huge season for the Eagles. And one of those guys joins us now in safety, Keyshawn King, the Eagles' fourth leading tackler this year. And Keyshawn, coming into the year, did you have an idea that you were going to be able to see more playing time this year? Are you a little surprised with what you've been able to do so far this year?
Well, coming into the season, you know, our coaches always talk about the next man up. And so when our starter Cal got hurt, it was like, no, I didn't blink an eye, and I was just ready. I followed him a lot, and he showed me a way, so I was pretty prepared to come into the season.
You know, you've got to be ready, and in football, injuries happen at the drop of a hat. You've a guy that, you know, you're a guy that's had to kind of sit and watch a little bit, and high school players come in as the stars of their program, and they, you know, sometimes when you get to the college level, you have to sit and wait a little bit. How hard has it been for you, your first couple or 3 years in Cheney, to wait for your chance?
Well, even in high school, I had to pretty much wait because junior and senior year, I was knocked with an injury. So I came in through the tryouts, and I knew that I'd have to wait my time, but, you know, just working hard and being patient, I just got my time, and I had to show the coaches that I could play.
You mentioned coming in for the tryouts. So had the coaches seen you much in high school? Had you been to camps and things like that?
Yeah, I went to a few camps here in high school, and I talked to a few coaches, but nothing really like caught their eye until I came on for that walk-on tryout.
So what's, you know, you started playing some in the fall of 2019, mainly on special teams. Talk just about the end of 2019 to this year, and maybe some of the work you've had to do to try to improve to get to the point where now you're one of the top contributors on this team defensively.
Yeah, well, Coach Pold gave me a great opportunity when he was here, allowing me to show my work on special teams. And then after that Natty run, it just kind of motivated us as a whole team, I would say, to put in the work and try and get back to where we were. And whether that's doing, like, I would go to California and train with one of my coaches out there, and he did a great job just giving me the right mindset coming into this season and getting ready mentally for it.
Depth at the safety position. You guys have, you've had a lot of great players at that position. You mentioned Cal Kreiner earlier. You've got Anthony Smith. You've got Eli Doyle. I mean, you guys have to have a lot of confidence in one another back there, no matter who's there. And it's been kind of a rotating group. I think you're the only guy that's played in all six games out of that position this year.
Yeah, we have a great group of guys at the safety spot, and we all trust each other and believe that we can all make plays, and you know, we're all confident in our gameplay, and it's just, like I said, next man up. So we have no doubt that any of us can play.
How hard has the last 15 months or thereabouts been with COVID, and not knowing whether you're going to play, and still this season you don't know from week to week whether you're going to be able to play until everybody passes tests?
Man, that was rough. You know, we wanted to play in the fall, but unfortunately we couldn't, and we just had to keep the right mindset. Our coaches just kept us busy, you know, with off-season workouts and, you know, keeping our heads right. And, we just kept focused on the bigger picture.
Eagle safety Keyshawn King is with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Keyshawn. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Shoreline, Washington. And then my sophomore year, I moved to Marysville-Kilchuck. And I attended Marysville-Kilchuck High School there. Played football over there, but unfortunately I couldn't play my junior and senior year.
And that makes it a little hard to get noticed, doesn't it? I mean, did you play other sports?
Yeah, it definitely made it hard to get noticed. I played basketball for a few years in high school, and then I ran track all my years in high school. It was a great opportunity. I had a lot of supporting cast around me, they just kept my head straight. You know, when I got hurt, it was hard, and I didn't know if I wanted to come back and play. But with my dad always talking to me and everything, you know, he gave me the confidence that I could still play, and it just kept my work ethic, you know.
Athletic family, mom, dad, et cetera, or are you the guy that's or the family member that's made it the farthest as far as athletics go?
Yeah, my mom didn't play any college sports or high school sports at all, but my dad, he played a little bit of JUCO football, and so he had a little mindset of what to expect coming into this, you know.
Hey, has safety always been your position? Were you an offensive player in high school in the years that you were able to play?
Yeah, I played both ways in high school. I played running back in high school, and then I played cornerback in high school, and I also came in to Eastern playing corner, and actually this last season they switched me to safety.
having corner skills as a safety, how does that help you?
I think it helps me a lot. I think my man coverage is pretty good, and it allows me to have good hits and can move with some of the quicker receivers out there. And, yeah.
One of the things you got to do this year is get your first collegiate interception. So what was that like?
Oh, man, that was crazy. We had seen that play in film, and so when I seen the formation and how they lined up, we had an idea of what was going to come, and I just saw the quarterback roll out, and saw who he was throwing it to, and I just jumped it and had to make my opportunity. Coach Beth always says big players make big-time plays in big-time games, and I definitely think that was one of them.
How much fun are you having this year, finally? I mean, you mentioned the injuries that you went through in high school, and now here you are this season, finally having the opportunity to play.
Oh, man, it's a great experience. This is my first year actually getting some playing time in actually a few years, so I'm just trying to make it worthwhile and, you know, make it count, leave a lasting impression.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring in communications, and then I have a double minor in business and African studies. And I've been looking at two fields to go into after I'm done playing football. I've been looking into going into HR or sports media, but I'm leaning more towards sports media. That kind of interested me more, being around sports all my life.
All right, that's a great field to try to get into. When you say sports media, sports writing, broadcasting, what are you looking at?
Probably sports broadcasting. I feel like that would be more fun, more up my alley.
Well, it's a great career. As us old guys age out, we need young guys like you to come in and pick things up.
Oh, yeah, let me know. You know, I'll be here.
When you are a guy that was overlooked and not able to play a lot as a junior and senior like we talked about, and then having to sit and wait, having your eligibility stopped this year, this means you have, normally you'd be a junior and then 2021 would be your senior year, but you're going to have 2 years after this. You'll have 21 and 22 where you can still play in the fall seasons. We haven't really talked to guys too much about having that extra year, but your thoughts on having an extra year of eligibility?
Oh, I think it's just a great opportunity to, get my name out there more and produce, It gets me an extra year to keep playing with my brothers and all the coaches here. We have a great coaching staff, and, yeah, it's just been a great opportunity playing here, and I don't see why I would stop.
What do you like to do off the field? What are your hobbies?
Off the field, and, I just like to hang out with my friends, have a good time, and, I work off during the off season. So yeah, it's pretty much mainly what I do. I work out, try to get better for the next season.
As one of those guys that probably came in obviously as a walk-on, and I don't know if you're still a walk-on, if you're on a partial scholarship, but I would think after this spring, you're going to be on at least more of a scholarship, and maybe you won't have to work so much to make everything work out money-wise.
Yeah, I'm still a walk-on, but yeah, like you said, hopefully after the spring, the coaches would notice something that I'm worthy of a scholarship, and yeah, that would help a lot to be able to work less.
Absolutely. Hey, Keyshawn, thanks for the time. Congratulations on just a fantastic spring. We look forward to watching you on Saturday against North Dakota State and for the next 2 years back there in the secondary.
Yeah, appreciated it, Larry.
That's Keyshawn King with our second of our player interviews. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with over 50 daily departures to 18 nonstop destinations served by Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United Airlines. Real-time arrival and departure flight information is available at SpokaneAirports.net. Spokane International Airport, when it's time to fly.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
Talk. I'm late for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
1 in 8 women will experience breast cancer. Annual screening mammograms beginning at age 40 offer the best strategy for catching cancer early. Mammography is the only test scientifically proven to reduce deaths from breast cancer. The data doesn't lie. Early detection saves lives. Schedule your annual screening mammogram today. Call 509-455-4455. Ask us about evening and weekend appointments. Inland Imaging. For answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Gee Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eags and go see Gee just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Welcome back to the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We've got a lot to uncover here in the last 5 minutes or so of this program, so let's get started. The All Big Sky Conference Awards were announced today, and Eric Berrier, the Eagle quarterback, was named as the Offensive Player of the Year in the Big Sky Conference. He had better than 2,300 yards of total offense and 18 passing touchdowns in the 6 games in the regular season. Joining Berrier on the first team, all-conference list, wide receiver Tololo Limu-Jones, offensive tackle Tristan Taylor, and running back Tamarick Pierce, plus defensive end Mitchell Johnson and safety Anthony Smith, also named first-team all-conference selections. On the second team were 4 players, wide receiver Freddie Roberson, offensive guard Wyatt Musser, defensive back Trey Weed, and kicker Seth Harrison, and then senior running back Dennis Merritt, defensive tackle Josh Jerome, and linebacker Ty Graham earned honorable mention honors today. Eric Berrier is also on the 16-man list for the Walter Payton Award. That goes to the top offensive player in FCS football. Berrier is the only Big Sky Conference player listed on the 16-member final list. And so voting has concluded, I believe, for that award as of today, and the winner will be announced on May 15th. Just before the national championship game in Frisco, Texas. So good luck to Berrier there, trying to become the latest Walter Payton Award winner from EWU. College, the FCS playoffs start on Saturday, and there are 7 games besides this one. Let's take a look at the championship pairings. First off, on the top side of the bracket, you've got the number 1 overall seed, South Dakota State. They host Holy Cross in the first round. The winner of that game will play the winner of the Weber State game as they host Southern Illinois on Saturday. Also in that part of the bracket, you've got Davison taking on the 4 seed, Jacksonville State, and the winner of that game will play the winner of the Sacred Heart-Delaware game in the second round, that game being played at Delaware on Saturday. The bottom half of the bracket is absolutely loaded. The number 2 seed is Sam Houston State. They will host Monmouth on Saturday. And the winner of that game will play the winner of Eastern's game as the Eagles play at North Dakota State on Saturday. Bison 6-2 on the season. The Eagles are 5-1. Then also on the bottom part of the bracket, you've got the 3rd seed, James Madison. They'll play VMI at home on Saturday. And the winner of that game will play the winner of the Missouri State-North Dakota game in the quarterfinals. next week. So that's what's going on in the FCS playoffs for this week. That bottom part of the bracket is loaded. If you look at the Massey computer rankings, five of the top seven teams in the country, including Eastern, which was ranked, I believe, fifth in the Massey ratings, and North Dakota State, who were second, are on the bottom part of the bracket. So you've got those two teams, plus Sam Houston State, plus James Madison, plus North Dakota, all in the top seven teams nationally, according to the Massey computer ratings. So the bottom half of the bracket is loaded. Plus, you can argue that North Dakota State, Eastern Washington, James Madison, and Sam Houston State were the four most successful programs in FCS football in the decade of the 2010s. South Dakota State might have a little bit of an argument there, but I think probably the accomplishments of those four other schools outweigh what South Dakota State did in that decade. So it is a jam-packed bottom part of the bracket in this year's FCS Championship Tournament. And, of course, first up for the Eagles will be the Bison of North Dakota State on the road in the Fargo Dome on Saturday. Senior linebacker Jack Sindelbach played there in 2016 when the Eagles went in, and he said it's going to be a lot of fun and a great environment.
If you're going to go to the national championship, most of the time you're going to end up in Fargo sometime. And I played there in 2016, and you know that place is rocking. And so obviously in a playoff setting, as a competitor, you just can't wait. And I know the rest of the team is just super excited. So I know they're going to come and give it their all. So, you know, you couldn't ask for a better first game.
Senior linebacker Ty Graham is out for the rest of the spring season due to an injury, but he will be leading his team in practice this week, and he says you can't be intimidated by the Bison.
I think the biggest thing is playing with no fear, though. They put pants on just like we do. And going to Fargo, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. I've heard nothing but great things. I've never got the experience to go play there, but I've heard awesome things about that dome. So it's going to be the big stage, big lights, and so – But big players make big plays when the opportunity is presented. So playing with no fear is going to be the motto for sure.
Our pregame coverage will start at 11:30 on Saturday morning, and kickoff comes at 12:30 Saturday afternoon right here. We hope you join us for that. And we hope you have enjoyed today's coach's show. Thanks to our head coach, Aaron Best. Also our guests, Tristan Taylor and Keyshawn King. For Paul Sorensen and producer-engineer Steve Pry, I'm Larry Weir. Thanks for listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Larry H. Miller Dealerships of Spokane, Coors Light, and by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagle Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.